Now, okay. All right. So we are today's daf is the Avodah Zarah daf Gimel. Welcome some people back. Where did we get up to? Up lines on the bottom. Sorry. Right. So we're in the middle of the conversation. That Umas HaOlam are having with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in Asid Lavo. They're basically asking for schar, like B'nai Yisrael got, but Hashem says, well, you didn't do the mitzvahs, you didn't accept the Torah. So they basically said, you know, well, we never got the Torah. So Hashem says, well, wait a second, Rishonos Yashmi Unu, what about the Rishonos? What about the Sheva mitzvahs they know that I gave you? You didn't keep those mitzvahs, right? Shanel Mar, Rishonos Yashmi Unu, Sheva mitzvahs, Shigabatim Hechon Kiyamten, Uminola Dilo Kiyumum. How do we know that they didn't keep those mitzvahs? The Tani Rav Yosef, learned, Pasuk says in Habakkuk, Amad Vayimoded Eretz Ra'a V'yeser Goyim. Right, he went up, he stood up, and I guess he measured the land. My Ra'a, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu see? Ra'a Zayim Mitzvah Shekibu Aleh, and he saw the seven mitzvahs that the Goyim accepted upon themselves, I don't know, Kibu Aleh, they were Tzuvah, but they were, that Shekibu Aleh, and they know of Elok Kiyumim, and they didn't keep those mitzvahs. The Gemara then says, once they did not keep those mitzvahs, Amad the Hitirah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Be yeser goyim." What is be yeser? Mutter. And then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Okay, now you don't keep them. It's mutter." The Gemara says, "Wait, Guri is Gari. What are you talking about? Im kain, matzi luchot in this gar. I didn't do the mitzvah. They didn't do the mitzvahs, and now it becomes mutter for them. But then, so fine. So a sinner now benefited, but not doing the mitzvahs. Now the rest in the future, everything's mutter." The Gemara says, "No. Amar Mar Bered the Ravina." Lomar to teach you, she'afa pisha mekayimin osan, even though they are mekayim the mitzvos, those seven mitzvos, right? Ein mekabel maleim schar. They don't get reward. The whole machlokes, they don't get reward, but do they get punished? Like, what's that? Does it work on the flip side of that as well? But Rashi says, Lomar she'ein mekayim, he said, hasro zo lulutov asan. This whole thing that became mutter is not for their benefit. He, elah she'ein mitzuyin lekayimon. It's going to be the Maskan Gemara. They're not Mitzuva. The Im Yikayim Lo Yikavol Schar. They're not going to get Schar. Okay, Gemara says Lo. They don't get Schar if they do the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Vatanya, we have the Brisa. Rameir says, Minayin Shafilu Obe Kachavim VaOsek B'Torah. How do you know you have a Goy or an Akum who learns Torah to the Kohen Gadol? That he's a Kohen Gadol. So Tosfos points out. Tosfos here points out that the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is what they're learning. Second Tosfos says, Peirus B'Shev Mitzvah Shalahem. Dilu B'Shar Mitzvahs to learn the rest of the Torah, right? Armina B'Sanhedrin, the Parag Dal Misa, the Obed and leave them out, Usik Torah Chayav Misa. He'd be Chayav Misa for learning, which is very interesting. Again, nowadays, like all these academics, and maybe that's not really the Torah, but they have all these academics that write articles, and they're like, Mom, just going. And so they're learning Torah. Or maybe they're Chayav Misa. Who knows? So, but you see that if a guy learns, and elsewhere in Shas, Tosis makes the distinction between Torah Shabbat Pan, Torah Shabbat Sab. But there's a distinction of what there is what they are allowed to learn. So he says, "Minayin shafil over the chavim osik b'torah to kohen gadol." Talmud Lomar she yasa osil ha'adam v'chay b'hem. A person will do these things and they will live. Kohanim levim v'Yisrael lo nemer. It doesn't say a kohen or levi Yisrael. Ela ha'adam. It says ha'adam v'chay b'hem. Halamad the shafil over the chavim. Even if you're akum v'osik b'torah and you deal or toil with the Torah, harehu kohen gadol. So you do get scar. You get raised the level up to kohen gadol. Tosfos points out that it's mashma from here that, and Tosfos appears a few times in Shas, it's mashma from here that Goyim are considered Adam. But he asked Akasha because in B'Metzio we said, the Tosfos on top, mashma hacha the Ogil Chav Namikrin Adam, the Tema, the Ha'amar Ba'alma, the Ain Kibbe Ogil Chav in Betam Ba'ohel. We say a Keber of a Goy is not Betam Ba'ohel, we shouldn't exceed Adam Ki Yomas Ba'ohel. A person has to die, Adam has to die, Atem Krim Adam, right? The Ain, the Ain Lo of the Chav Krim Adam. So are they Adam or they're not Adam? So Rabbeinu Tam makes a distinction between Adam and Ha'adam. And then later on he also makes a distinction that they're considered, Ogil Chav also considered B'nai Adam. So if they would to run that through Shas, you have to, you know, do the research and figure out if that fits into all the places. So the question is, though, okay, so what does it mean now that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was matir them? It can't that they were totally matir them, it said Mitzvah Zoah. Can't it mean that they don't get schar. So what does he say? So he says, no, El Elom L'chash E'im Mekalim Aleim Schar Kim Mitzvah V'Osa. They only get schar as someone who's an Eino Mitzuva Osa, which is a lower level than Mitzuva Osa, right? The Amar B'Chanina, the Rebbeinu said, Gadol HaMitzuva Osa, Yosher Mitzuva Osa. Mitzuva Osa is better than an Eino Mitzuva Osa. Why? wise mitzvahs are better. The Tosos here points out, he says, Gadol mitzvah osa, that's the fourth Tosos, perish b'pneishu doeg tamid levatal yitzro ulekayim mitzvahs boro. Someone who's mitzvah is always worried, to beat his yitzhara. He's always concerned what's going to be. And Eidem to, I heard an analogy. It's like taking a course for a grade and auditing a course. You're auditing a course, you're in osa, you drop out. What's the big deal? But taking a course for a grade, you're always worried. You want to get an A. Or in my case, you want to get a B. So you're always worried about what's going to be. That's what Tosfos says. But there, I saw a bunch of explanations besides that also. There's a written introduction that says that the yitzhara is stronger on a mitzvah than an Eidem mitzvah, so therefore, it's a bigger scar because you defeated your yitzhara. The Drush Haran, says that once the Kodesh Baruch is mitzvah one person and not the other person, that means Hashem specifically wants the person who is mitzvah to do the mitzvah. So there's a better, more scar. And there's a Mishnah from Aaron who says also that he says, the Baruch Hu always says, Asher Kedushanu b'mitzvosa b'tzivanu. So that there's a connect, the Kedusha that we have from Kodesh Baruch Hu is to do the mitzvahs. But the Kedusha, you see, based on the text of the Baruch Hu, the kedusha is dependent on the tzibur. That's where you get the kedusha. All right, that's the Tosfos. The Tosfos Rosh and Kedusha Rambam also says that the scar mitzvah is doing what's on Hashem, right? You get the scar for doing what's on Hashem, and someone who's not mitzvah, Hashem doesn't really care about that. So there's a lesser scar. Obviously, there's a good thing to do, but there's lesser scar. So in the Sefer Avodah Brura, he quotes a grid coupleman. I don't know, Rosh Yeshiva Sarin? I don't know, he says that it's a natural thing. The natural idea that when someone tells you to do something, you're less inclined to do it. You know, you volunteer, you know, do something by yourself, you're more to do it. He says, But once you're required, right, about in Ephem, it's Sabalo, the Popeil Lazarol Aferim, Asu Yishtamit Bolo Yitzel Lazar. Then you're not going to want to do that. So it's a higher level, even though you commanded, to go do it. Okay. Right, but that's the whole point. The question was here, what does it mean Amar v'hitiron? He was matir in the way that they don't get the scar as an Eidem mitzvah v'osa. Yes, of course they're mitzvah, seven mitzvahs they know. But that was the problem. He said, the Gemara said, right, the Gemara says, Kevan shlo kiyumam Amar v'hitiron. What does it mean Amar v'hitiron? They're mitzvah. Nah, but they're right. We did something that they no longer get scar. They don't get the scars of mitzvah, so they don't get the scar of Eidem mitzvah v'osa. So Gemara now continues the conversation. So what's going on? What's going on with the Goyim talking to Hashem? So Kach Omrim Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. We bonosh olam. Listen, Yisrael Shekibua. You're saying that we didn't keep the seven mitzvahs. What about Bnei Yisrael? where were they makabel the Torah? So Hashem says, Omrim Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ani ma'id b'hem. I'll testify to them. Shekimu was a Torah kula that they kept the entire Torah. So Omrim Lefana. They said to him, Bonosh olam. Kum yesh am shemeid al b'no. You're a father, right? Your posulatus. How can you testify? It's just so a lot of questions. Okay. The sky, the Shemayim Aretz will testify. Shekiyimu was called Torah Kulo. That they accepted the Kari Torah. The Amri Mufana Bimarsolam, they can't be. Shemayim Aretz are no gay of Edusa. Just outside, the world was only created for the concept that the world would have been turned to Tohu Vavohu. Have Bnei Yisrael not kept the Torah? The Shemayim Aretz want to stay in existence. So they're no gay of a dover. Shenei Amar im lo barisi yom of a laila kuka Shemayim Aretz lo samti. Amar Hashem of Leivakish might exceed. It says lo barisi yom of a laila kuka Shemayim Aretz lo samti. If I didn't make yom of a laila, what's yom of a laila? I think yom of a laila means the Torah, because we gisabo yom of a laila. So then I wouldn't have made the Shemayim Aretz. Hashem of Leivakish said might exceed by here by boke yom hashishi. What's the hey idea in yom hashishi? Kodesh Baruch Hu made a tenai with creation. But Amar in Yisrael Makalas Tarasi Mutav. If Yisrael keeps the Torah, then that's great. The Imlav and Yatsi is coming to Tov Avoh. Then we return everything to its original form. So therefore, you're no gay of a davar. So Rashi Tosfos points out also. He says, Ibn Tomar, forget their testimony. The fact that the world exists should be a raya, right? Because he said, I'm only going to keep the world around if they keep the Torah. The world's around. It must be keeping the Torah. He says maybe because that's somehow connected to the father testifying. But the second answer is Mimasha Kabbal to the Amr Yisrael Mikaba. That maybe the Tanai was that they just had to accept the Torah. So once they, so that's only back then. So the Chasam Sofer says, wait a second. So if the whole problem is that they didn't, the whole Tanai was only they accepted the Torah and not going forward, so what the Shemayim Baritz testify? They're no longer Nogayim Adam. So the Chasam Sofer says, oh no, because you see, you have to be kosher for ages from beginning till end. Right? Because you have to, sorry, he pulls out a halacha from the testimony of Shemayim Baritz. Who's testifying for Bnei Yisrael that they kept the Torah? And then, well, the Gemara then continues, and my Dixiv, Mishamayim Hishmato Din Oritz Yira Vishakta. From Shemayim, they heard the din, and they were afraid, and they were quiet. Im Yira Lama Shakata. If they were afraid, why are they quiet? Bim Shakata Lama Yirad. If they're quiet, why are they afraid? Ela Betchilo Yira. Originally, they were afraid, because they were afraid that Bnei Yisrael wouldn't keep the Torah. Ulvasov Shakta. And at the end, they became quiet, because Bnei Yisrael kept the Torah, and then no longer worried about destruction. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, the Goyim, you're right. Mikem Yavov Yidu Behen B'nei Yisrael Shekimu Torah. From you yourself, from the Goyim itself, you're going to testify that B'nai Yisrael kept the Torah. Right? Yavo Nimrod. Nimrod's going to come. V'iva Avram. He's going to testify to Avram. Shalav Adavonus HaKavim. That he didn't worship idols. That was this. He says, you guys are going to come and testify to all Klal Yisrael that kept the Torah. And the examples they bring about individuals. There were probably individual goyim also kept the Shev Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So what's the testimony? I don't understand that. I didn't see it. Yeah, there's always Sadiqim in the generation, and they're going to ask that question. They only ask the question at the end when it talks about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Well, the three, but everybody else bowed down to the Salem. So what's the Briah? I don't understand. So yeah. So and Rashi points out it's a great kasha. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says Nimrod. So he brings. Hishlichas Avram Avinu v'orkastim al shlo kibel lov la'avod avos ha'chavim sh'nesu v'nei Noach v'Avram ben Noach who? Shlo ha'i b'shas matan Torah. This helps me in my problem with Menachem, but Rashi clearly states that the avos are b'nei Noach. So what do you come to tell me that you're testifying about b'nei Yisrael that kept the Torah according to Rashi, but Rashi has the favors that Avram's a ben Noach? Okay. The Yavid Avram's... Yeah? Which note? Right, so the answer to that is, and the Tosfos is going to sort of address that. I'll get to that in a minute. So he says, Yaakov never stole anything from him. And all these cases, Rashi says that they're Ben Noach. Look at the end of Shlo Nefshel Al Gezel, he says, Ubnei Noach Stav Al Gezel, Yaakov Kayim, Kiyim. And by Yosef, it says, Ashes Ish Nefshel Ubnei Noach. They're all Ubnei Noach. The Rashi is clear, and that my focus is what's the status of the Avos before Matan Torah is at the Bnei Noach. Because the Bnei Noach, what's the Raya that Bnei Yisrael kept the Torah? It seems like a close gosh. I don't know why. What's the Gemara talking about according to Rashi? The next one I find, Yavo Nebuchadnezzar, V'yoi V'chananya, V'shol V'azariah, Shalom Hishtachel Tzelem. They didn't bow down to the Tzelem. And Yavo Daryevish, V'yoi Daniel, Shalom Bidel Tzvila. But there was a Gzeira that you weren't allowed to daven, and Daniel still daven. And Yavo Gilda Rasuchi, the Tzofar Namasi, Valifas Atemeni, these are Eel's friends, they take out Eliyov and Brachel, because Rashi points out that he was Yisrael. The Yodu Behem Yisrael, Shekhan was told to Orkulo, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, at least the Pasuk we started off with, it's a Pasuk to Yishayahu, so I don't know what it's to do with Bildad and Tzofar and Alifas. Yitnu Edeim V'Yitzdiku, and they'll give their testimony and they'll justify what Bnei Yisrael did. So Tosos points out two things. Tosos Yom Hashishi says, just to go back, it said that, Yom HaShishi. But what about the Mandomer says that Matan Torah was on Zion? It should be Yom HaShvi, right? Hey, he did. So he says maybe that was brought to be given on the sixth day, but Moshe did something and came out on the seventh day. but Tosfos says also in Lo Shtachel Tzelem by Hanani Mishael Bar Azaria, and Rabbeinu Tam says this. He says in other places also that Tzelem was a netzer Lo Avod Kavim. It wasn't about Azara. Ella and the right day also for the Melech. It was some sort of statue they did in order to cover the Melech. You know, like the picture of statue of Sodom and Lenin, all those dictators, they put up those statues all over the place. So, and that's the case, then it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It also says that's why it makes difference, because by Avram Avinu, but also by Avram, it says Shalom Avodah Kavim, and by Hanai Mishael Bazariah, it says Shalom Shafel with Selah. It's a distinction in the language. But that may answer the question. We asked, so these three people didn't bow to Avodah Zarah, but everybody else did. So no one did Avodah Zarah. Just that these three were most of Nefesh even more. I don't know what that means, how you can kind of Torah. Most of Nefesh means you're going above and beyond. Okay. So, So Rosh Hashanah would say, Yavad HaYavish, V'yadil B'daniel, Shalom B'daniel, Shalom B'daniel, okay. So Amr Lufano, so going back, so the Goyim now say, fine, they kept the Torah. Rebono Shalom, Seylan HaMeirosh, V'na'asena.
Let us do it again.
Give us an opportunity now. Amr Lehan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, Shotim Shavolam, you fools. Misha Tarek Erev Shabbos, someone who prepared an Erev Shabbos, Yochal B'Shabbos, is going to eat on Shabbos. Me Shalom Tarek Erev Shabbos, Meichan Yochal B'Shabbos. You got to be prepared. You didn't do any preparation. The guy doesn't do any preparation for Friday. There's no food on Shabbos. Okay, he doesn't do any preparation for Olam Hazeh. Can't get Skar on Olam Haba. You want me to do it now? It's Olam Haba we're talking about now. I heard someone say that. This is why the Minna came that you start Kiddush Yom Hashishi. Yom Hashishi. Yom Hashvi already. No, because Yom Hashishi was the preparation, and they started. Others say, no, you got to say the Hapasa. But whatever, that's the Limit Skusa. Those who just start by Yom Hashishi. But others say, by here, by book, Yom Hashishi. Okay. So Hashem says, you know what? I'll give it to you. I'll give you the mitzvah. Ella Apopi Kane, nevertheless, mitzvah Kali Yeshli, I have an easy mitzvah or a light mitzvah, the Sukkah Shema, and its name is Sukkah. I don't know why it's called Shema. Its name is Sukkah. L'chuvasu oso. Go do this mitzvah of Sukkah. Umi matzis amrihach, Gemara asks. How can you tell him to do the mitzvah of Sukkah? We're talking about Olam Hab, we're talking about Achar Sayyomim now. V'ha amr Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, ma'idich siv asher anokim tzavcha hayom, the mitzvah that I command you today. Hayom lasos, you have to do them today, below the masosam. You can't do them in the future. Hayom lasos, below hayom litoskar. You do them now, but you don't get the scar now. You get the scar in Olam Haba. So how are they doing the mitzvahs in Olam Haba now, in the future? This is at the end of days. The whole conversation is taking place at the end of days. I don't know what that means. The Gemara says, Elisha ain't a Kodesh Baruch Hu Baba Trunyan Brio. So Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't, he's not so, he's nicer to, I don't know how to translate for Trunyan. It doesn't come in the overhandedness. Okay, so by my calling mitzvah kala. So why is the sukkah considered mitzvah kala? We should do less bechisar and kiss. It's not expensive. He never went to lighters, but okay, it's not expensive. I guess because you could theoretically make a sukkah from any of these materials, right? You don't need these fancy materials to make the sukkah. So and he's also obviously not talking about a little Nesra, he's talking about the sukkah. So right, so kol echad. So what happens? Miyad, immediately, kol echad, the echad, the holy folks, the sukkah, for Gago, they all go make a sukkah on their roof. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu makir aleim chama b'tzukas tamuz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings out the sun as hot as the summer season, the kol echad v'echad mibayitz b'sukkah, so everybody kicks the sukkah, the yotze, and they leave. Shneamar, the pasuk says, it's pasuk in Tehillim, right, nin natka es mosfo seimo, v'nashlicha b'meno abo seimo. So Mar says, wait a second. Machir, he doesn't look for excuses. He's brought out a burning hot sun. Machir, Rav Martin, Inigash Baruch, Baba Chunin Biyosov. He doesn't make look for excuses. That, right? So he says, Mishum, he says, no, because he's doing the same thing for Yisrael. Mishum, Yisrael, Nami, Zimni, Demashkal, Tukas, Thomas, Atkaga. Sometimes the summer season goes all the way into Sukkos. Right? Sometimes it happens. Sukkos pretty early this year also. Potential exists that it's going to be very hot. So he gave him the same thing that happens to Klal Yisrael. So the Mahavi led Sa'ara. They also had Sar. Yisrael also has Sar. So, into the caves. But ha'amah. They're going into the caves. They're going into the pools. I don't know. But ha'amah Rava. Rava said, wait a second. If it's so hot, what do you mean they didn't keep the mitzvah? They're mitzvah. Ha'amah Rava, mitzvah, put him in a sukkah. So Gemara says, hey, ain't a kanami, right? Need a part of you to me, but did they have to kick it? Right? Did they really have to run out and kick it like that? So, I heard a word for the name of Shimshur Kol first. Says he basically the Torahs in Sukkah, at least two of them, have to do with the Mechum of Gog and Magog. So he says the Mechum of Gog and Magog, Gog comes from the shores of Gog, which is also here. They put the Sukkah on their Gog. What's Gog? So he says the Mechum of Gog and Magog is the fight between those who have the Sukkah mentality against those who have the Gog mentality. What does that mean? A Sukkah is a flimsy, non-sturdy abode. What we do is we go into the sukkah and we're so mech on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. No matter how flimsy the structure is, we're still so mech on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The other nations, they can't deal with that. They need God. They have to rely on themselves. They need a sturdy, sturdy roof. Everything around them, they don't have the bitachon. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gives them sukkah. The idea here, I'm just expanding over here. The idea here is that Kodesh Baruch Hu says, fine, you want to do the mitzvahs, let's see if you can change your mentality and be so mech on and have bitachon on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to give you sukkah. That they couldn't deal with it. It got hot. They couldn't deal with it right away. They didn't have to be talking about it. They could stay there. Right away, they kicked the sukkah in the bazillion, and they ran out. That's the fight between the Sukkah mentality and the Gog mentality, and that's why over here, that's why over here it's Bedakka that talks about they made the Sukkah on the Rosh God that they had, and it also explains why the Hatorahs have to do a lot with Gog, Gog and Magog, according to, right? I saw that more from a person, the Artsukh Yechesko. Artsukh Yechesko has it, stay with her, it's a nice word. So the whole thing about being, so yeah, the whole thing about being Mitzahar but Sukkah. So it's, and also not about kicking it, walking out. So there's a Maharil. It says that if you leave, if you're part of a sukkah and you leave the sukkah because it's raining or something like that, you shouldn't just say, "Oh, I can go outside now; it's all nice." You have to leave the sukkah. He says, "Quote: Yizarish she'al yivayt the mitzvah. You shouldn't like desecrate the mitzvah. Lo mal leishivkan. Why should I be here? Rak yete ba'achna the fubal rosh with the aim of pachad. He will other." It says if your master is now like pushing away your work, it's no good. It's not letting you sit in the sukkah. That's how you're supposed to walk out. Fine. Oh, it's a famous thing though that the Maaserah brings down though that that on the first day you're supposed to wait until it stops raining. He says under no circumstances. The Gra says under no circumstances are you supposed to eat while it's raining. Because if you eat while it's raining, it's not even a sukkah. Doesn't have the same sukkah, and the Rama says that anyone who eats in the sukkah, when you put them in the sukkah, is a shota. So my Lubavitch cousins always tell me, I'd rather be a shota in the sukkah than a pakam outside the sukkah. And I always say to them, I don't know what that means, but that's what they do. When we always get together on sukkahs, it's always raining, and they always still sit in the sukkah. It's pouring, and they're always sitting in the sukkah. My uncle wants to put the shlaka over to protect the decoration. They say, no, put the shlaka over. It's possible. It's raining. It's already possible. It's raining out of the sukkah. Whatever. That's what they do. That's what they do. And they're a lot of fun, and we have a good time. But that's what they do. Okay. So, on that day, now that they kick the sukkah, they run out, Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Masachek. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits and he laughs Alehem. And he laughs on them. Shenemar Yoshev HaShemayim Yisachek. He who sits in the heavens is going to laugh. And Amar Rav Yitzchak ain't scoped with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no laughter or humor in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella Oso Hayom Bilvad. Just that day itself. That's the only day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughs. The Gemara says, Ika demastical Rav Yitzchak, the fact that Rav Yitzchak is the only one day that Kodesh Baruch Hu laughs, they say, no, Rav Yitzchak was talking about the following. The Tanya of Yossi Omer, La'asid Lovo, in the future, Boyin of Ovei Kochavim Umizgayin. The Ovei Kochavim are going to come and be Mizgayin. So the Gemara interjects, wait a second. Well, Mi Mekabu Minayim. How can you accept the Goyim in the future to be Gerim? Now, Tanya, don't we have a Brisa that says, Ein Mekabu Gerim Li Moshe Mashiach. You not like accept Gerim in the Moshe Mashiach. Chayotzebo, Lo Kibu Gerim, Lo Bimei David, Lo Bimei Shlomo. You could during the time of the Dovah Shlomo, you didn't accept Gerim either because they weren't. You were afraid that they weren't legitimate Gerim. You were only coming because the Israel was sitting high, right? They weren't. Who said they were Mizgayim? Yeah, I don't know. Where does it say that she was? I don't know. I would think also, but where does it say that? Right? Where does it say that she was? I don't know, maybe it's a Gemara that says it somewhere. I don't think it says in Pesukim. So. Elish and Nasu Gerim Gerurim. They became Gerim Gerurim. Rashi says they did it by themselves. Rashi says, May Elaim Mizgayrin, Anan Lo Mekaglin. We didn't accept him. The Mishim Gedulasun of Yisrael Ka'abdi, because of the Gedul of Yisrael, that says, we don't accept Gerim at that time. Then the Gedulasun of Yisrael, he says, the Manchi Yisrael Shruin Alad Masa, right? Then, you get Aim Mekaglin et Hager, Alpid Varav Mayad, you can't do it right away, you have to do Medakti. This comes in also, and we're not going to discuss it so much, but it comes in also to the concept of people who are Mizgayer for alternative reasons. For maybe they want to be Mizgayer because they love somebody and they want to get married. What's the story if you know, they do it? The Ritva in the Bible says that Vidi Yeved, if a Ger is Mizgayer, L'Shem Isha, right, then that he says that they're Chal. So my focus is Tanoim in the Bible's Kavdali. And the Rambam says also that they're Gerim. But another important Tosos in the Bible's he's posting the Vomit of Abdallah Mavais and Mokhtar Tessel Mavais and the Beis Yosef and the Ordeus and the Rishon Mavetz that you have to look at an individual basis, they claim. I'm not speaking about what's going on now, to see that maybe the original impetus was because they wanted to get married, but if they think that it's going to be legitimate, then it should be okay. I'm cold called if you Rus Ene Beis, everything has to base and has to check into it to see what's the story going to be. Okay, so that is. So we said they're going to come and be Mizgayer. We're not going to be accepted because we don't accept them at that time. So what they do? Elosh anasu game gerurim. They did it by themselves. Umeinichin tefillin beroshayim, and they put the tefillin on their heads. Tefillin bezeroshayim, and the tefillin on their arms, and then tzitzis bebigdayim, and they put on their tzitzis, and the mezuzah bebichseihem. It's all backwards, right? They put the tefillin on their head first, then on their arm, and then their talus. How do we do it? We do talus, tefillin on the arm, and the tefillin on the head. I'm sure there's something to learn about over there. They do it right, and mezuzah bebichseihem. Kevon sheroi milchemes gogul magog. When they see now Mechamas Gogol Magog, and here the Rambam proves that the Mechamas Gogol Magog is after Mashiach. But as the Gemara says, that this is the Moshe Mashiach. Right. So this is the Gogol Magog comes out over here. Right. So Omer Lahen Amad Basem. Why did you come here? Omrim. They say to Hashem, Al Shem Al Mashiach, Shenemar. And I guess they all leave their mitzvah. I'm not sure what's going on. Right? What's happening over here? They see the Muhammad Gog and Magog. So Hashem says to Gog and Magog, why are you coming to war? And Gog and Magog says to them, we came to fight Hashem and his Mashiach. Right? Shenemar, Lama Rok's going to Umim Rik. Right, the Kol Echad, all the Girei Umos Olam, when they hear that Gog and Magog, I guess, is coming to fight, they're afraid, and I guess then they drop their mitzvahs and they leave. Right, so on this, because Baruch Hu Yoshev Misafek, and on this Hashem and laughs, Shenemar Yoshev Hashemayim Misafek. Amar Rav Yitzchak, there's no skok to a Kaddish for a Kaddish Baruch Hu, right? Ela also Yom Vad, except for that day itself. Ani, is that really true? That only in one day? There are 12 hours in the day, right? Sholosh Rishon knows the first 3 hours of Kadosh Baruch Hu Yosef Oshek B'Torah. He learns for 3 days. Even Hashem doesn't sit and call all day. He does other things. Yosef Oshek B'Torah. Shnios in the second 3 hours, Yosef Adonis Kolom Kulo. He judges the world. Kavan Sherosh in the sky of Olam Kliya. And every day he sees that the world is deserving of destruction. Omed, he stands up, the chasa hidin, he covers the din, the Yoshev HaKisei Rachman. He moves over to the Kisei of Rachman. Shalishios, in the last third of the third third, Yoshev is on his own kulo, right? He feeds the world, right? Mikarni Re'emim ad Beitzei Kinim. From the Karni Re'emim, which is one animal, to the Kinim. To the lice eggs. Revios, the fourth third, in the fourth, Yosef Misachek in Livyasan. He plays with Livyasan. Shenemar Livyasan Zeh Yitzak Lisachek Bo. So you see the schok. He's playing with Livyasan, right? We're all going to, you know, the tzaddik we're going to eat in Asid Lago. So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak in Briyosef Misachek. Yeah, he had this play or laughter with his creations, but Baal Briyosef to laugh on, you know, I'm not laughing at you, I'm laughing with you, to laugh at his Briyosef, then Eino Misachek Ela Osu Yom Bovad. It's only that day. Yeah, so he's basically saying, could be. From the day that the base of Midrash was destroyed, ain't schok l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's no more laugh of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, which also comes in the Talmud, you know, about music and all these things about taking place, but you know, after the Korban Avayis. Uminalan d'lekdus schok, and how do we know there's no longer schok after the Korban Avayis? Elin, maybe from the pasuk that says. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. By Yikra Hashem Elokim Tzvakos Vayom Ahu Lebechi Ulemispeid Lekarcha. On that day, it should be for crying and for eulogies and for karkas, tearing out your hair. Dilma, so maybe Dilhahu Yomo Besulo. Maybe just that day itself, not you know every day. Ela Tziv, the pasuk says, Imesh Kachet Shmaya Tzvachi Mini Tzvachu Shukani Lechati Imlo Eskirechi. That I'm going to have to remember it constantly. Maybe Dilma Shichuk Hudalaka. Maybe you just can't forget it. Well, smoke Meika, but maybe you can still have a good time as long as you don't forget Yerushalayim. Elam Eha from the following pasuk in Yeshayahu also. Then Beis Yudalid. It says, "Hechkashesi meolam acharish esapak yoda efa asom veeshof yachai." Right? That's the pasuk. That it's, I don't know what that means. That how does he touch the pasuk? Oh, so So he's no longer, he's silent. Now he's silent, so there's no more skok. Okay, so then that's the case, that there's no more skok after Beis HaMikdash. So what does he do now? What is he doing in the Rebiyas, in the last quarter of the first half of the day, which he was with Masafik Leviyasa? Nowadays, what does he do? There's no longer any skok. So Rebiyas my Ovid. So Yoshev Humalamet, he knows Beis HaMikdash Torah. He teaches the children Torah. Shnei Amar is Mi Yoredeya. There's who's going to teach? It's Mi Yovin Shmuel, Gemulei Cholav, Atikei Mishadayim. Right? The Mi Yoredeya, the Mi Yovin Shmuel, the Gemulei Cholav, Atikei Mishadayim. It's what he teaches. That's Mi Yoredeya, it's Mi Yovin Shmuel, Gemulei Cholav, Atikei Mishadayim. Right? So he teaches those who guess have no fathers. It's what he teaches. That's what he does during that time. Those who died, and I guess Rabbi Shemayim, he's teaching them. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's only after this Zman Lechorban. So who taught them before the Chorban when he was playing with the Yosef during that time? So Ibaisema Mitatron, the angel Mitatron, Ibaisema Havva of it. Maybe he did both before the Chorban Bais. He played with the Yosef and he taught. And after the Chorban Bais, he just stopped playing with the Yosef and he continued teaching. He had two jobs. I think, whatever. There's no kash on that. Good. Sure. Let's say it's a mitzvah. Okay. So the Gemara said. So the Gemara now just said what he does during the day. Ubalayla my avid. What does he do at night? Balayla my avid. Ibais im enya mama. Some say he does the same thing at night. He does in the day. He just repeats it, right? Ibais im. Others say rochiv al kruv kal shavo. He rides on one of his angels. Bishat Bishmona Eser Elif Olamos, and he rides through the 18,000 worlds, I guess, that he created. How do you know there are 18,000 worlds? Shinamar, Rachav Elokim Ribosayim, Alfei Shinan. Alfei Shinan El Shainan. So he rides, Ribosayim is 2,000, and Alfei, which is plural of 1,000, which is 2,000, are Einan. So it's 18,000 worlds. Okay. Fine. There's a Tosos, Shneel Shoshi Vadan. And we said, what does he do the second part of the second 3 hours? He sits and he judges the world. So Tosos brings down the Yesh Omrim, ki lakach tikun b'kedushas musaf lomar, mimkomo hu yifen. Right? From his place he should turn. Why should he turn from his place? Ki stam musaf b'shnios. Most of the time musaf comes in the second, the second 3 hours of the day. Va'az hu yoshev v'don. And that's when he's sitting and he's judging. Va'anu mitpalim, and we davin, she yifaneh, right, mimkomo hu yifen. He should turn away mikisei din l'shevus mikisei rachamim. That's why we say v'komo yifen. He says, but those says no, no, but ain't nira. The maskin v'samach rishona yoshev v'don. We're gonna see in Tafdal and the Beis tomorrow's daf that really in the first third he sits and he judges. He just says that's just it's matveyos on tefillah kachu. That's just the I guess the poetry of tefillah. It's a nice word that would have worked out. That's why he said v'komo yifen. Okay. Right, but he's saying stam. But if you daven hashkama, right, so maybe make a chilek if you daven in the first 3 hours of the day. Okay. So, it says, Rokav Elohim Rosayim Alpha Shinat Yushinah El Shainan. The Yibai Seiman, what else could he do at night? Maybe Yoshe Bishome Yashira Mipi Chayos. Maybe he's sitting and hearing the songs from the Chayos. Shinel Mar, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk is in Tilim also, Yomam Yitzvah Hashem Chasto, Ubalaila Shirul Ami. They're going to sing to me. Okay, Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says, Kol haposek, this is very scary, Kol haposek medibre Torah, but osek medibre sicha, someone who stops his learning in order to, I guess, remember the bato and do some, and speak, machil lo gachale resamit. They feed him like hot coals. Shene amar, hot.
What? Does anybody translate it?
Okay. Shene amar, the pasuk says, hakotvin maluach ale sirach, vishorach resamit lachon. Okay. Omer Rish Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Kola Osech B'Torah B'Layla, whoever learns Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Alav Kutsho Chesed Vayom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings him a string of chesed during the day. Shenan Ma'ar, the Pasuk says, Yomam Yitzada Hashem Chasto Hu B'Layla Shiru Ami. Right? And in the day, you're going to get chesed, because if you, at night, you were Shir to me. Shir to me is Torah. So Ma Tam Yom, that's what the Gemara says. Ma Tam Yom Yitzav Hashem Chasto, Mishem Shem Shem Balayla Shiru Ami. Ikad Amri, others say, the Ikad Amri, Amri Yish Lakish, Lakish said, Kola Osek B'Torah V'Olam Hazeh, whoever learns Torah in Olam Hazeh, which is Dome Lelayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech L'Putsh El Chesed V'Olam Hava Adomed L'Yom Sh'Ne'amar Yom Ha'Yitzav Shem Chasta V'Kulei. Omar. Rashi says a posuk of Divrei Torah says a posuk of Divrei Sicha B'Teila. Just stop B'Teila. Maybe if it's not B'Teila, maybe if there's a purpose to it, maybe you can stop. The question though is, is it my focus? What does that mean? Can you be posuk? If you're doing a mitzvah, can you stop? They only talk about learning. What about mitzvah? Stop for that. Okay. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. What does the pasuk says? Right, the pasuk in Habakkuk. But Taz Adam Kedoge Hayam, he made man like the fish, the sea. Keremes Moshe Bo. There's no rule over him. Lama Nimshul be Adam Kedoge Hayam. Why are Bnei Yisrael compared to the fish of the sea? Loma Lachar to teach you. Ma Dogi Shebayam. Just like the dog is the fish of the sea. Kevon Sheolim Liyabasha. They go up onto the shore. Miyad Mesim, Af Bnei Adam, so to man, Kavan Bnei Adam. We said Bnei Adam, according to Tosfos, is considered Goyim as well. Right? Af Bnei Adam, Kavan Sheparshim Medivrei Torah, Min HaMitzvos Miyad Mesim, they'll die. According to Tosfos, Bnei Adam is Goyim. So the Goyim also, if they don't learn Torah, they don't do mitzvahs, they're going to die? I guess. According to Tosfos. Right? So that's why, what's the comparison? Because Torah is Domer L'Mayim. That's like, it's Lotu Yomim below Matsu Mayim. It's E Mayim El Torah. I think that's what it has to play in here to the comparison also. We'll stop here because this continues for a bit tomorrow, okay? We'll stop here. We'll continue with the Agadah. We're going to get through a bunch of Agadah, I think, on Vav and Vav of Adbeis. There's a big sugi of Lifnei Iver. But till then, we're going to sit and enjoy this guy. All right, have a good day.